Hello and welcome once again to the Get Up, Get Down and Get Funky show. When you last left us, we were in the middle of the episode in which Jack McDorothy takes a trip over the rainbow into the wondrous land of Odd. Now, don't leave again because we haven't finished the episode. All right.
We're off to see the wizard, the wonderful
Jack,
wizard.
Jack, wait, you can't sing that song.
Well, why ever not?
Because it's copyrighted, you silly nit. MGM will sue our butts off.
What if we change the song?
What exactly do you propose?
Well, why don't we change all of the vowels in each of the words? That way it'll be a completely different song.
I suppose we can do that. Why don't you start us off then?
Okay, we're off to sue the wizard, the wonderful wizard of Oz.
We are he who's the wizard of Oz, if ever a wizard there was.
If ever a wizard was there was, the wizard is winning
because of the wonderful thongs he does.
Well, that was utterly ridiculous.
Thank you, sir.
Well now, it looks like the cast is on its way to a happy ending. Little did they know that I, Ketchup, the Wicked Ninja of the West, what was I doing?
You was going to release your coffee shop monkeys to go and give them what for.
Oh yes, those ruby slippers will be mine, oh yes.
Now, I'm just wondering, your evilness, why do you want the ruby slippers?
Why? Well, just look at me. Turquoise sneakers with the red ninja outfit? That doesn't go at all. I need those ruby slippers to complete my ensemble.
Alrighty then, coffee shop monkeys away!
It's a coffee shop monkey. We'll all be killed. Well, technically, Scarecrow and I are already inanimate, so we won't be killed, but tough luck for you three.
Oh, there's only one chance. Mr. Tin Ninja, sir, you've got to try to hit me.
Why should I try to hit you?
Just trust me.
Well, all right, here goes.
Oh, no, you got us. Every one of us right in the 3/4-inch picnic flange.
I hit them? I don't believe it, I actually hit something.
Congratulations.
But how?
Well, your aim is so bad, sir, that every time you try to hit something, you end up getting me. So I figured, if you were actually trying to hit me, you'd hit the flying monkeys.
You may have defeated me and my monkeys, but we'll get you yet.
Oh, and how are you going to get us?
Just up ahead is a field full of poppy seed muffins.
So?
So, they're $7.50 apiece. We aren't called the coffee shop monkeys for nothing.
How insidious. How will we ever get through this field of overpriced muffins?
I know. There's only one way to get past those muffins. Craft services.
Craft services?
No, craft services. You know, Sid and Marty Craft.
Well, I don't get it.
We bring in a stop-action dinosaur to eat its way through the muffins.
Oh, all right.
Come on, Grumpy.
Would you look at that? It's eating a path right through the muffins.
Well, unfortunately, it's also eating Toto. Oh, look, Toto's back.
Yes, unfortunately for myself, I didn't bathe this morning.
And would you look at where we are? We're at the big green city.
Bam! Hey there, can I help you guys?
Well, I get it. It's the Emerald City. Very funny.
I'd like a big sack of money, please.
Excuse me?
He means we're here to see the wizard.
You mean the lizard.
The lizard?
That's right. They had Fats the Lizard from Edge of Reason come over to play the wizard. It's a sort of a way to promote the comic, because nobody's reading it.
Well, I wonder if they realize that nobody's listening to this, either.
They ain't? Why not?
Well, because it's a radio program, silly.
It is? Well, that's a horse of a different genre. Come on in!
Who seeks an audience with the all-powerful lizard?
Oh, hi, lizard. We do, the five of us.
Hey, wait a minute. You're not shaking and quaking.
Well, no. Should we be?
Don't you find me terrifying?
No, not really.
How about now?
Nope, afraid not.
Roar! Now?
After you've been swallowed by a stop-motion dinosaur, nothing's really that scary.
Oh, shoot. Well, then I guess there's no point in using this voice changer anymore.
So, what can I, Fats the All-Powerful Lizard, do for you?
Put the voice changer back on, sir.
Haha, very funny. Seriously, what do you want?
Well, I'd like to get back to my little Kansas farmhouse in Nebraska.
And I would like to not be sold for some magic beans. Woof.
I'd like to not be radioactive.
I'd like a big sack of money. Yeah, that's what I'd like.
And I would like some aim.
All right, then. I'll give you what you want. If you can perform but one task for me, bring me the broom of the Wicked Ninja of the West.
What do you want that for?
Are you kidding? This is a city filled with tiny cooks. It's an absolute mess in here.
So let me get this straight. To retrieve the broom of Ketchup, the Wicked Ninja of the West, we will have to march straight into his citadel and face untold dangers, possibly losing our lives even.
Yes, yes, that's about the size of it.
We'll do it!
Actually, he means he'll do it.
Oh, but Scarecrow, we've been through so much together. Remember that very first episode when you pointed out that somebody was going tuh at me through my coffee?
Yeah, that was a pretty funny episode. Well, all right. I suppose I could risk my life for old time's sake.
Hooray for charging into untold dangers.
Wait a minute now. Aren't you supposed to be cowardly?
Well, I suppose I am a little bit, sir. That's why I'm carrying a roll of Mentos.
A roll of Mentos?
Oh, yeah. You hold up a pack of this and you can get away with anything without fear of reprisal, sir.
Now, surely you must realize that no one who hasn't seen the commercials is going to get that.
Well, all right. Let's do the joke over again.
Right. Wait a minute. I thought you were supposed to be cowardly.
Well, I am a little bit, sir. That's why I've got a lucky rabbit's foot.
Oh, I wondered why you were walking so strangely.
And so, Jack McDorothy, having consulted with the Lizard of Odd, off on their way to recover the broomstick of the Wicked Ninja of the West. Who in the world writes this stuff? Not me, certainly. Tune in again next episode when we'll hear Jack McDorothy say,
"There's no place like Anthony's Pizzeria. There's no place like Anthony's Pizzeria."